أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نون والقلم وما يسطرون، ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون، وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون، وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Al-Qalam. The surah, like the other surahs before this, was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Makki period, that was before the Hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah that we had completed, Surah Mulk, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about Allah's qudrat and Allah's power, Allah's creation in different ways. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminded us about the very basic obligation to Allah, and that is Tawheed, and then the consequences of not bringing Tawheed or not believing in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This surah discusses the aspects of the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins the surah with the alphabet Noon, which we discussed on various occasions, like how we have Alif Lam Mim or Alif Lam Ra, etc., that only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows its meaning. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shared this meaning or shared the meaning of these alphabets with our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it would have not been permissible for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to discuss this or to deliver its meaning to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One important aspect with regards to these alphabets is that definitely they do have a meaning. It's a different thing that we do not know its meaning. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes two qasams. One qasam, Allah says, wal qalam. Allah takes the qasam, Allah takes the oath of the pen. When we look at the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will find that one is the pen which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created, and after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded it to write the taqdeer of man, the destiny, and hence that pen began to write by the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one qalam that is spoken about in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The other qalam, the other pen that has been spoken about is the pen of the malaika, the pen of the angels that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted to them, and they write the various hukam, the commandments that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded them. And then we have the pen that we have in this world, the pen that you and I would write with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the qasam of the pen. On the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the greatness again and the power and the might of Allah, that Allah Rabbul Izzat commanded this pen and the qalam began to write. And he wrote whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed, whatever Allah ta'ala commanded it to write, it just wrote. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again shows his qudrat, and Allah ta'ala shows his power and his might. Then if we look at the pen that we have in this world, a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the pen has recorded the history of man. The pen has recorded many contracts between individuals. The thoughts that were in the hearts of man, those thoughts were also recorded on paper via this pen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be referring to one of these two pens. وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ. And whatever the pen had written down, whatever it had scribed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of it, and Allah says, and qasam of whatever they have inscribed. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes these two qasams, and immediately Allah says, ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon, that O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you by the ni'mat of Allah, you by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb, you are not majnoon, you are not insane. Now this was an allegation that the Quraysh of Makkah had made against our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why would they make such an allegation against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Primarily, one of the reasons would be that because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had spoken about Tawheed, he had spoken about the oneness of Allah, he had commanded them, he had directed them towards the ibadat of only one Allah in an environment in which they worshipped idols, and hence that could be one reason. But together with that, when we look deep into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam this great blessing of nubuwat, and together with nubuwat came the wahi, the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when the revelation would come down upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go through different conditions. Physically, one could see the effects of the wahi, the revelation that came down upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For example, on the coldest days, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would break into a perspiration. Sometimes the facial expressions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would change. Sometimes the color of the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would change. Sometimes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go through a condition of grief because of the nature of the ayah or the command of Allah that would come down in that ayah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would express grief. And because of this, these people used to think that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has become, wana'udhu billah, insane. So hence, these are just some of the reasons why they would think that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is insane. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that by the ni'mat of Allah, by the blessing of Allah, you are not majnoon. Now if we take this and relate it to the qasam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took, that history has recorded the lives of many people before the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And again, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, were many, many people about whom history has recorded, and that record had been noted and recorded and documented by the pen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, go through the history of mankind. Would you find any one single person like my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Never would this world be able to find anyone that was born before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that had the character, the personality, the greatness of that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Never would the world produce anyone after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to go through the records that had been recorded by man. You will never ever find a single person that will equate, will be equal to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, leave alone being greater than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Allah ta'ala says, wa inna laka la ajran ghayra mamnun, that O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that certainly for you is an ajr, is a recompense, a reward, ghayra mamnun, that is limitless, that is infinite, and of course that will continue forever and ever, perpetually that reward will continue. Now if our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had any form of insanity whatsoever, then we know in this world that an insane person would never be able to earn anything. An insane person will never be able to benefit anyone in any way. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then how was it possible that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam guided man through the entire period of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life as a Rasul, as a Nabi, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed man the way, the path of Allah and the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That would have never ever been possible. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebuts any kind of thought that any person would have with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam being insane. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala immediately speaks about these very beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.